try to do the best that I can. Rabbi said, you got to be living under a rock not to know what's going on in the news. Okay? This week was a very, 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 very interesting week in American history. And as we always say, this is not our country. It's really none of our, at least from my perspective, I can't speak for anyone, it's none of my business. And what's good for America is not what's good, is what's good for Klal Yisrael. What it says in the Torah doesn't necessarily mean it's good for America. It's not necessarily the correct thing to take a pasuk in Chumash. Okay, we have to make this disclaimer very clear that just because we have a Torah value, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's our goal and mission in life to impose our Torah value on another society. Okay, that's not my agenda whatsoever. American politics is extremely complex, says in Pirkei Avos. If you would have all like we say in Nishmas, if all of the trees would be quills, the reeds would be quills, all of the trees would be I forgot all the different expressions. The heavens would be paper, and the yam would be a kulmus, and the yam would be ink. There would not be enough of all the raw material to write down in words the intrigue and the complexities of the malchus. And if that was so in the time of Chazal, achal achas kam v'kam, when you're dealing with a global world with America and power we've never seen before in world history, al achas kam v'kama, it is thoroughly impossible to fully grasp and understand how all of this works, what's right, what's wrong. And again, it's not our country, it's not our, we're just guests here in this country. And just because we find a concept, value that's in the Chumash, in the Torah, it does not necessarily mean that this is something that we should lobby and we should work our whole lives to impose upon another nation. What's good for
Klal? On the other hand, Rabbi, maybe yes. Well, it says
fine. Okay, but that doesn't mean the Tayag Mitzvahs. It doesn't mean everything. That means there's a certain element.
It means peace and shalom.
Okay.
All right.
We're not going there. I don't want to get involved in this. This is not my business. I don't know enough about this to comment. This is something which is beyond. That's not my agenda. It is what it is. Is it good? Is it bad? Whatever. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Every citizen can vote. Their vote counts.
Politics. I'm learning Birkei Avos. So I'm trying.
Il Moli Mara does not mean Il Moli Mara. I'm sorry. I respectfully disagree. Il Moli Mara Ish Ezra Chaim below does not mean that every secular government has an obligation to follow Shulchan Aruch and Mesilas Yesharim and Chavis Halavavis. No way. There's no such thing. There's a basic principles in government. El Molei Moiraha Ish Esrei Chaim Beloho. Absolutely, but that does not mean that every single pasuk in Chumash and every Rashi and every moral lesson is the model and is the ideal for a secular government. There are basic principles, and then there are the details. I'm not even here to talk about the basic principles. It is what it is. However, this is the big however. We, Chazal tell us, is a very important principle, that if a person has an opportunity to see a melech, the melech of the Malchei Umay Sa'olam, you should run. And Chazal bent backwards. They made special dispensations where you're allowed to violate halacha. A koyein is allowed to be metame lemeis for a tuma meis drabanon in order to go and see the melech, to see the entourage, to see the malchus. Why? For one reason only. Because the contrast, when you see how a malchus operates, you see the kavod of the malchus, you'll now be able to use that as a backdrop to gain a deep appreciation of the malchus of Klal Yisrael, the malchus of Hashem. So that Chazal is an endorsement. It is a command that a person should exert himself to study politics. Not because the study of politics you plan in any way whatsoever to go and make changes. You can make changes all you want as a citizen, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're, what it says in the Torah is the proper value for a country. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. We're not going there. That's not our purpose. I'm not purpose because everyone has a different opinion, a different approach, and that's not our goal here.
What do you mean by seeing the malchus of Klal Yisrael?
So Gemara. The Gemara says a person should rots to witness the kavod of the malchus
yes.
of the umas. Why? Shema Yiske, maybe he will merit. He'll be alive. Something I'm just reading. I'm just saying from memory. The words very vaguely. He'll be alive at the time of Yemos HaMashiach, and he will see the glory of the Malchus of Klal Yisrael.
You mean the Messianic Malchus?
Messianic Malchus, correct. The Messianic Malchus, and everything that it carries with it, and then you'll be able to appreciate. You'll be mavchin the difference between the honor and all that goes along with it in the Malchus of the Umay Sa'olam versus the Malchus of Klal, you'll see real godless. So in other words, Chazal are telling you, you should study and fully understand, not just, you obligate, rots. You should run. You should run to appreciate and keep up with the news and understand, not because you're planning to make changes in government. It is what it is. This is what's maybe good for that country. But Chazal are instructing you to appreciate the Malchus of the Umay Sa'olam as a backdrop, nothing more than a backdrop, so you can have a greater appreciation of the Malchus of Klal Yisrael and of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as a disclaimer, anything that I say, Abay Sai, again as a disclaimer, I'm not trying to comment right, wrong about America, about what happened this week in this world. That's not my agenda. But Chazal encourage us to understand Malchus, not that you should get involved in their Malchus. It may be correct and proper, maybe yeah, maybe not. That's not our agenda. But it's a backdrop and a stepping stone to appreciate the words of Torah. What, when Mashiach will come and there will be for Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim a Torah state, to have an appreciation of what are the Torah's values. And sometimes the best way to appreciate the Torah values is to contrast it with other societies. For the other doesn't necessarily mean that the Torah's values is the proper thing for other countries. That's not in our agenda. Okay, now with that disclaimer, let me start off with something very nasty. Very nasty. When I was a child, this before you were all born, I remember it was Parashas Acharei Mois Kedoshim. It was the first time I heard this thing. This week we have two parashas. Acharei Mois Kedoshim. And the person told me a joke. And I didn't understand the joke. And now, boy, do I understand the joke. And he said, he went to a Levaya. I asked, what happened at the Levaya? So he said to me, Acharei Mois Kedoshim. I said, what does that mean? He says, I went to the Levaya, I knew the person very, very well, and they gave Hespedim like you never heard. They basically said he's a saint. He's a saint, a tzaddik from the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, and it was just one joke after another. It was one sheker after another. The person was not such a holy person. He was no tzaddikal. He had a lot of issues in his life. He committed a lot of crimes. He was in a lot of trouble. And it was very disturbing how they were maspid, how they made out of him what he really was not, in a very disturbing way. And he said, he summarized, that was an explanation for two words. Acharei mois kedoshim. When the person is alive, stay far away from him. You don't want to get cross paths with him. Only lead to trouble. But now that he died, Acharim, oh, Kedoshim, he's a saint. He's from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Okay, so this is an ugly expression that is...
The whole joke is after Acharim Mos Kedoshim Emor, you say, that's when you speak. After they die, you speak. That's the...
And it goes together, the third year. Acharim Mos Kedoshim. Okay, so I remember that as a child. Okay, it's a nasty thing, but unfortunately, we have two parashios this week, Parashas Acharei Mois and Parashas Kedoshim, and this term became part of the slang in Klal Yisrael to say that the Hespedim, after the person died, they made out of him what is really, really not. It was very disturbing this week. Again, I'm not telling you what's right or wrong in America, but there was a person, everyone knows this, you have to be living under a rock not to be affected by what happened this week. A person that was murdered, and he was tortured, so to speak, for 9 minutes in broad daylight. And everyone knows there was a trial of the century, and he was the person who, the murderer, was convicted as guilty on all accounts. None of my business, the trial, none of the business. Fine, okay. A person committed a crime, there was a trial, right, wrong, none of my business. The verdict was guilty, fine. But the aftermath of the trial is, the person who was murdered is a martyr. That's the message. Nancy Pelosi came out and said those words. He's a martyr. He's a martyr. He gave his life for justice. That, again, I'm not talking about America. Be that as it may, whatever is good for America is America. But we have an obligation to understand the culture that you live in order to have an appreciation of your own culture. In Klal Yisrael, let's talk about Klal. We're not talking about, maybe he's talking, I don't care. He's a martyr, not a martyr. It's none of my business. A martyr, not a martyr. But this week was a statement in the Welt. In the Welt. Acharei Mois Kedoshim. It's not a coincidence that this thing took place against the backdrop of Acharei Mois Kedoshim. Because in the world, the whole world, we're talking 7 billion people. The whole world is talking about this. What is the message? Acharei Mois Kedoshim. No, right, wrong. I don't want to ruffle anyone's feathers here. I don't know. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I'm not saying a word. But all I'm saying is this week was put on a stage, the principle of Acharei Mois Kedoshim. A person was murdered. He was tortured for 9 minutes in broad daylight. They caught the criminal. They brought him to trial. He was convicted on all accounts. And what's the end? This is the news. This is the headlines of the news. The victim is a Kodesh. Now, let's forget about America and just use this as a backdrop to our parasha, Acharei Mois Kedoshim. Klal Yisrael, there are Kedoshim in Klal Yisrael. There are people who died in the Holocaust, who were murdered because they were Jews. There were people last week, the Eretz Yisrael commemorate before Yom HaTzmut, Yom HaZikaron, almost 30,000 people since the establishment of the State of Israel and everything that it involved, who died defending Eretz Yisrael, who died as victims of terror. These are Kedoshim. The average person, with all due respect, a tzaddik, a good person, who was Mekayim all the mitzvahs, did everything he's supposed to do. He was oimed in all of the nisyonos of life. Good, solid Jews who are b'nei olam haba. They're not kedoshim. Don't abuse the term kedoshim. This is just a wake up for us. Forget about the world. Maybe for them it's taka good, but for us, we have to appreciate. The word martyr is a sacred word. You don't throw that around. To me, it's very, very disturbing when I see on a building, they put up that this building is miyusad, lezecher, a person, they write there his name, and then they write zecher tzaddik, the Kodesh Levracha. That is a horrible thing in my humble, worthless opinion. That's an abuse. That person did not die al Kiddush Hashem. He didn't serve in the IDF. He didn't die as a victim of terror. He didn't die in the Holocaust because he was a Jew. He was a tzaddik. He built an institution. He did this, he did that. You don't abuse the term Kodesh. The word Kodesh is a word in our vocabulary that is a reserved word for a person that died al kiddush Hashem. It's horrific to go and mingle everything together. A person that learns Torah and has a lot of money and has this, he's a kaddish. Really, he's a kaddish. What's left for anyone else then? It's a very frightening thing. Not everyone is the same. And when everyone becomes the same, then you have nothing. If everyone is a kaddish, then there's no kiddushin. It's a very dangerous principle. This is a wake-up call. In the world, 8 million people are being bombarded with a message that there's a person out there that's a martyr. He's a martyr for justice. I hear it. I hear, okay, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Gesunde hate. Maybe it's good. But we live in a little teeny world over here, in a little corner, just a speck of society, population. Hashem gave us the gift of Torah. We have a little club over here, Orthodox Jews. It's just a wake-up call. Don't be like that. It may be good out in the street, maybe yeah, maybe not, none of my business. But in Klal Yisrael, you don't do that. You don't call an average person, even if he's a victim, you don't just call the average person a Kaddish. You have to know who you call a Kaddish. And this is something that is critical in Yad, and this, the blurring of the line, unfortunately, you see more and more in our society, where everyone thinks you can be whatever you want to be. You can be whatever we want to be. Whenever. And that's not a simple thing. Okay, let's now go to another frightening thing about this week's parasha. And that is the Haftorah. What is the Haftorah? There are two parashas. Parashas Acharemois and Parashas Kedoshim. What would you expect we read as the Haftorah for this week's parasha? You would expect, normally when there are two parashas, you always lay in the second parasha. For some reason, this week is an exception. For some reason, whenever we have the two parashas together, Acharemois and Kedoshim, what parasha, what haftorah do we lay in? We lay in the haftorah of parashas Acharemois. What does it say in the haftorah? Haloi, you cannot say that it's not Hashkocha Pratis, that this event took place this week against the backdrop of this week's parashas, which we lay in this haftorah. It's a very short, it's the shortest haftorah we ever lay in. Haloi kivnei chushiyim atem li. It's not a joke. It's mamish, not a joke. It's not funny. It's not funny. Haloi kivnei chushiyim.
Just
Parshas Noach is shorter,
that's all.
Noach is shorter? Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Ronnie Akkar is the shortest. Yeah, all right.
Really? Shorter than this? Are you sure? Even shorter than this?
I think so. Yeah.
Haloi kivnei chushiyim atem li b'nei Yisrael num Hashem. What do those words mean? Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael the ultimate Musa. You're no different than the African-American community. I mean, the words of the Navi are being spoken to us in every generation. It's not a coincidence that this whole event, Acharemois Kedoshim, happened against the backdrop, this event, what happened back in this week's parasha. When we lay in the Haftorah, the words of the Navi are, Klal Yisrael, don't smirk and smile. You're no different than them. It should have been you. Who do you think you are? Klal Yisrael avodim hayinu lefaro. We were the lowest of the low. We were slaves in Egypt. We were abused. We suffered. We were crushed. Avodim hayinu lefaro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us the ultimate chesed. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the Torah, gave us Eretz Yisrael, gave us the mitzvahs. He has done for us a chesed that is beyond belief. But it could have been us. When we see this event that happened, that unfolded this week, in front of the whole society, the whole world, everyone has their opinion and their daya, but it's not good. It's not good no matter how you look at it. And we think, as Orthodox Jews, we're above it. We're better.
Above what?
Everything. We're above everything. That's the attitude of an Orthodox Jew. The rules don't apply to us. The rules don't apply. We're above it. We're better. This is what goes on in America. This is what goes on with these type of people. Hashem says, excuse me. I made sure the trial took place this week. Parshas Acharei Mos Kedoshim. I made sure of it. So when you come to Shabbos, you should read these words and say, you know, don't think you're above and you're better than anyone else. Haloi kivnei chushiyim atem li b'nei Yisrael. That's how you started out. When you were in Egypt, you were just like them. Just like them. No different. And you know what I did for you? I picked you up out of the mud. Haloi es Yisrael he'eleisi me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Eretz of Mitzrayim. Uplishtim, and what else? Then you have to go read the Mepharshim, the Pasuk. I took out other nations as well from their captivity. But what happened to the other nations? Nothing. They sunk. They sunk. And they disappeared off the face of the earth. But you're still here today only because I delicately cared for you, raised you, elevated you. Plishtim mikafter v'arom mikir. But what happened to the plishtim mikafter? They disappeared off the face of the earth. What happened to Aram? They disappeared. But you're around. You know why? Because not only did I take you out of Mitzrayim, I stuck with you. I held you by the hand. I raised you. And I continue to take care of you. And as the Haftarah comes to the end, Hine yomim bomdum Hashem v'nigash achoyesh b'koytzer, or the pasuk before that, derech anovim, the Moshech Hazera, next pasuk, v'shafti, I will restore eshevus ami Yisrael. I will restore your captivity, uvanu adim neshamos v'yashavu, v'natu churamim v'shasu esyenam, v'yasu ganos v'ochlu espiryam, I'm not finished with you yet. Not only did I take you out of your captivity and raise you and nurture you and develop you, something that I've done for no other nation in the world, I'm not finished yet with you. I'm going to continue to raise you and take you all the way to the very end and bring Mashiach and bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. This event that we witnessed this week, in front of the entire world, causes us to give Shevach V'Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we were the same. We were no different. That's the Haftarah. I mean, how else do you learn the Hashgacha Pratis to read this Haftarah, this Shabbos, after such a world event? The Navi is speaking directly to Klal Yisrael. Don't get carried away with yourself. You saw such an ugly, ugly event. Like I said, no matter how you look at it, any angle you look at this story, it's ugly. But don't smirk and snicker and think you're above and beyond all this. You're the same. That's how you were in Egypt. You're just like the Bnei Kushim. No different. And The reaction, you would have been the subject. It's only because what I did for you has made you today who you are. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. And you have a duty to behave, to give Shevach V'Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reciprocate, and to be good people. This should be for you a wake-up call. To raise you higher. Okay, now while I'm at it, let me give you one more idea. One more idea. This is probably the most controversial I'm going to say now. This is the most controversial. If I didn't already say enough, put my foot in my mouth. This is something I'm building upon what it says in the Kliyakar. Mm-hmm. So it's not totally me. So you can't shoot the messenger. You can't if you want. But the Kliyakar, he says a very, very powerful vart. It requires a lot of finessing. It's a very powerful statement, but it's a very dangerous concept, and it needs a lot of balance, and like I said, finessing. And again, I'm not talking about America. America is a different. If it would be something that would happen in the Torah state, how would we view? How would we react? Again, what happened. I'm not commenting, but so here's the Vart. It says twice in Parshas Kedoshim, it says Lesasu Ovel Bamishpat. It says that pasuk exactly those exact words twice. And to make a long story short, Rashi explains reason. We ask, why does it have to say this prohibition twice? Do not commit Ovel Bamishpat. Rashi says one pasuk is an instruction to the Dayan. When the Dayan is involved in executing Mishpat, Loisasu Ovel. Gesundheit, do not commit Ovel injustice when you are a judge. Don't take bribes. Don't show favoritism. Don't get involved in any form of corruption. The list goes on and on. What a judge is subject to. Don't get involved in corruption. The second pasuk that says Lesasu Ovel Bamishpat, Rashi explains, refers to the ordinary man. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, when you're in business, anytime a customer comes into your shop and he says, I would like a half a pound of coleslaw, please. And you're sitting behind the counter or standing behind the counter and you're going to give him a half a pound of coleslaw, the pasuk is addressing you, Loisasu Ovel Bamishpat. Giving him a half a pound is mishpat. He wants a half a pound. You're supposed to give him a half a pound. If you will have in your possession false weights and measures and rig the system, then you, the individual, you're acting as a judge in the mishpat of serving your fellow man. You're not a judge. You don't have smicha. You don't have any special training. You're just an ordinary guy doing your ordinary thing. But everything you do in life, to a degree, you're also making decisions that affect other people. Make sure you don't commit any wrongdoing, any corruption. Don't get involved in nonsense when you, as an individual, exercise personal mishpat. Okay, so this is Rashi and Chumash. I'm not telling you any chidushim. Rashi and Chumash says there are two psukim in the Torah, Lesasu Ovel Mishpat. Do not get involved in one is for the judge, a shofet, and the other is for the private individual. Okay, that's the two psukim. Now, let's expand upon that with an idea, a very deep idea from the Kli Yakar. And again, the Kli Yakar's idea needs a little finessing. And again, I don't want to get relevant to we just want to use the events, the current events, as a backdrop. Kli Yakar basically says that in society, many times in society, this ovel, if we would borrow the terms of the President of the United States, there is systemic, he says systemic racism, but let's not say those words. Let's say you have this society where there's a systemic act or attitude of corruption. There's systemic corruption, make believe. Okay, think of a make believe society. Systemic corruption. The Kli Yakar understands the word ovel is a general problem that exists in society. This ovel, this corruption, there is racism, there is fraud, there is favoritism, there is exploitation. It's an ovel. There's something that's not right about society. Today, you're the judge. You're the shofet. And again, we're combining this with the Kli Yakar says, with the Rashi says. It says twice in the Torah the word, this pasuk. One pasuk was said for the judge, and one is said for the individual. Today, we have a person who has committed a crime and a standing trial. Happens to be the crime that he committed is part of the problem. Is an example, is a dogma of the systemic issue in society. Okay, make believe. We have a society and there's some type of issue and we chap someone. Ah, we chap the carbon. Everyone is speeding. Okay? You have a society where everyone is in blatant violation of the law. They don't respect the speed limit. You're only supposed to go 55 miles an hour. Everyone is going 90 miles an hour down this road. Systemic issue of speeding on the road. What's the problem? What's the ovel? The ovel is people don't respect the law. You don't go 90 miles an hour on this road. This is a systemic problem in society. Ah, we chapped the carbon. We got someone. The police pulled over someone. They got them on recorded them going 90 miles an hour. Gewaldig. We're going to have a party today. We take him to court. We put on the television cameras. He's the carbon. He's the poster child for the systemic issue in society. It sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? It sounds like a great idea to make an example. That's what I would say. That's what I would think. You find you chapped one person. He's now the poster child for the systemic issue. We're going to put him on trial. You violated the law. And everyone's going to associate the issue with you. And we're going to punish you, give you the full punishment of the law. And you're a dogma. It sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? And maybe you can make an argument that it is a good idea in a secular country. Maybe it is a good idea. I don't know. This is not my issue. But the Kli Yakar says that in Klal Yisrael, you don't do that. Don't use a mishpat of an individual as a poster child for the bigger issue, the systemic issue. It's not fair to the person. The person is a product of society. He's a product. This violator who speeds, there's a horrible attitude in society that you can go 90 miles an hour, and he's a dogma. The problem is not he's a perpetrator. He's guilty. He's guilty of his crime. But who is a partner in his crime? Not just him. The whole society is a partner in the crime. For you now to take this guy and to hang him up in front of all the cameras of the world, the whole world should sit and watch. We chapped someone. He committed a crime. We're going to come down on him with the full weight of justice to punish him as a dogma for the ovel in society. It may sound like a great idea. It does sound like a great idea. And maybe it is a good idea for a secular country. But not for Klal Yisrael. We have to use America as a backdrop for what it says in the pasuk. This is the Kli Yakar. Lo sasu ovel b'mishpat. There's a problem in society which we label an ovel. We now have a yochid, an individual who is a product of this society, who is now today going to enter into the court of justice mishpat. Don't weigh on the individual the whole weight of the ovel of the entire society. That's not mishpat. That's not fair. He may be guilty, he may have to suffer the punishment for his crime, but you don't take an ovel and crush an individual for the ovel of society. That is wrong. That is not called justice. That's a perversion of justice. What's the solution? I don't know. You have to go and address. You have to address the ovel. The ovel has to be addressed. That's Bezdin's job. That's the job of leadership. The job of leadership is to address the ovel. But don't mix the mishpat of the yochid with the ovel of society. It sounds like a great idea. And it's done throughout the world. And we saw this week, boy, did we see an example of this. And maybe for the world it is a good idea. I don't know. I really don't know. But the Kli Yakar, I'm reading into the Kli Yakar. I'm not saying exactly what he says, but I'm extracting. I really believe this really is what he's saying is, in Klal Yisrael, you have to raise yourself higher. You have to raise yourself higher. And you have to create a system where you deal with the ovel in a responsible way, but don't punish a yochid with the full weight of the ovel of society, because it's he's just a product of society. He has to be punished, fine. But it has to be done with responsibility, with fairness, based upon the context of him being only an individual. Don't punish the whole society for one individual's crime. You have to break the two together. And this applies to the tzibur, the pasuk says, le'sasu ovel ba'mishpat for the tzibur, and le'sasu ovel ba'mishpat for the yochid. It's a very, at least I feel, a very profound analysis of judgment. Because we do this all the time. You do this in yeshiva all the time. A boy makes trouble in the class, that's what you do. I mean, it's like someone, you have a class of students, and they're all a bunch of brats, and they're all making trouble. So what do? You make an example. You chap a carbon. Leman yishmu v'irohu v'lo yezidun od. You chap a carbon, and you make an example out of him, and you punish him with the full force of the law. Everyone sees and gets scared. Oh, now they all behave. I mean, we do this all the time. Yet the Kli Yakar says, be very careful. There's got to be a balance. Okay, where the balance is, I don't know. It's all theoretical. But against the backdrop of what happened this week, this Kli Yakar, literally, it leaps off the page. It leaps off the page to find a balance of how far you go in using a person as an example for some greater problem, an issue in society. We do that. Obviously, that's an important technique. The Torah itself says, when you murder someone, v'leman yishmu v'yirohu v'lo yizidun od. But yet the Torah says, don't go too far. Find that soft spot. Le'sasu ovel ba'mishpat. Don't take the ovel of the entire world and weigh it down in the mishpat of an individual. That's not justice. That individual is being abused. It's not justice. His name should not be should be associated with the evil of the whole world. He's not the one who created the problem. He's just a product of a society that has this problem, and he has to have mishpat. No one's denying mishpat. There has to be a delicate balance, at least in a Torah society. One more example. It's not a coincidence that this world event took place against the backdrop of Parashas Acharei Mos Kedoshim, where in Parashas Acharei Mos we learn about atonement. We learn about wrongdoings. Klal Yisrael, we have Sifrei Nevi'im that highlight, that magnify enormously every single possible evil that man is capable of. The Nevi'im, they super magnify every possible sin. Even things that we would laugh at, the Nevi'im, they take these sins and they make out of it, woo, Rasha'im, you're going to go to Gehenim. Man, ki yetzer leiv ha'odom, ra min urav. Man is evil. And the Nevi'im spent their whole lives elaborating on that pasuk, how evil man can be. Ki yetzer leiv ha'odom ra min urav. Ribbono shel Olam did for man, for Klal Yisrael, an incredible chesed. Ki bayoyim hazeh yichaper aleichem letaher eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a day in the year, Parshas Acharei Mos, the avoida of Yom HaKippurim, to achieve atonement. Chazal say a person cannot even begin to ask Hashem for forgiveness until he receives forgiveness from his fellow man. You have to be mevakesh mechila from your fellow man before you can come be mevakesh mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very long, complex process. Those who are learning Masech the Yoma now, and Yonah the Yoma, Hafrosha, the Kohen Gadol has to be sequestered for 7 days. He has to be trained. You don't just walk into Yom Kippur like that. It takes 40 days to get to Yom Kippur. start at least Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's a process. It's a long, difficult process to gain atonement. What is atonement? Atonement, mechila, slicha. Atonement, sometimes, what is atonement? Atonement is justice. Chazal say for certain types of sins, you just can't go klap al chait. You know how you get atonement? You suffer. You surim. Some averos, there has to be malkos arboim. Some sins, there has to be misa, death. Some days, something, the kibbutz of Yom Kippurim. Atonement, in the bigger picture, is justice. Atonement is not just, oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that. Chazal have a very long, detailed list of how a person gets atonement, and more often than not, it comes with quite a bit of suffering. Person has to fast, has to tshuva, has to give tzedakah. Sometimes he has to receive misas malchus arboim. He has to receive death, certain sins. I'm sorry, you can clap al chait all you want. You can fast your entire life. You will not be atoned for your sin until you die. And then there is atonement in Gehenim. After death, there's Gehenim. Justice. You committed a crime. Whether it's a crime ben adam lachaver, ben adam lamakum, you committed a crime. There is justice. And justice is extremely complex, how justice works, what a person can be forgiven. Of course, forgiveness only comes when a person acknowledges his chait. Person has to say, I'm sorry. In America, you know, America is very, very, America, you see over and over in the news, if you don't come to court and say you're sorry, you have no hope. America's a wonderful country, they're very forgiving. They're very forgiving. They'll forgive you for the most heinous crimes if you say you're sorry. It's an amazing meter in America that you don't, that's unprecedented in world history, how forgiving America is for people who commit the worst crimes. If, only if you say you're sorry. And if you don't say you're sorry in court, they will throw at you the book even more than what it says in the law. They will exploit the law to put a person away forever if he doesn't say he's sorry. That's just the shit. You see that all the time in the American system of law. It's not a coincidence, Rabbi Yisai, that this whole event is taking place against the parasha of Yom Kippurim, which in essence represents justice in its totality. Okay? Like I told you 100 times, America is America, and what's good for America is not what it says in the Torah, is not necessarily what's good for America. But Chazal say, rot! You should run to see the Kavod Malchus of the Umas Olam so you can appreciate, as a backdrop, to appreciate the Torah values. How? What is the carbon upon which all of the sins of Klal Yisrael are atoned? It's not even a carbon. It's so shocking. I remember the first time I learned this, I literally could not believe it. On Yom Kippurim, you bring in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Sohir LaHashem, and the Kohen Gadol, he sprinkles 8 times in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 8 times on the Paroiches, on the Mizbeach Hazav, on the corners, on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and he brings the Par for his own personal Kapara, and he brings the Ketores and the Musafim. And you know, Chazal said, you know what all the whole show, the whole 9 yards, you know what it's all for? Just in case it happened once during the year, a person came into the Beis HaMikdash, he was Tameh, and he didn't even realize it. Can you imagine? The whole scene, the whole spectacle of Yom Kippurim, by and large, is all for the rare, extremely rare occurrences where someone was in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was Tameh, and he didn't even realize. He didn't realize that he stepped on over a grave on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, you came into the Beis HaMikdash and you were Tameh. The world came to an end. We need to go through the entire Avodas Yom Kippurim to bring atonement. Wow. So what about all of the other Averos? What about Lashon Hara, Rechilus? What about Sinas Chinam? What about murder? What about Gili Arayos? What about Geneva? Every sin in the book, the evil of man, ki yetzer lev ha'odam ra min urav. How does a person get atonement for that? Oh, very easy. There's a twin sa'ir. It's called Azazel. And the Kohen, he puts his hand and he says, Chotasi, Avisi, Chotu, Poshu. He cries and he says, the Gans, Klal Yisrael, they're all a bunch of Rishoyim. They're all a bunch of Chaitim. Chaitim, Machtim, Yetzilev, Adam Ramin, and Urav. Take out the Sifrei Nevi'im and we'll read it. We'll magnify every last evil in man. And they do this very sincerely. That's what you spend 40 days on, getting ready for this. And what do you do with this animal? You parade the animal far, far away. You take it. It's a very long trip. It takes a whole day to get there. There's a scene that goes on in Ish Iti HaMidbara. They prepare a trail, like a hiking trail. I'm surprised they don't have an Eretz Yisrael, some type of a tour, where they take you down the path of the Soil HaZazel. And the person who takes it, they have tents for him to stop off, to eat, even though it's Yom Kippur, he should have koyach, and they finally come to its destination. You have reached your final destination. And they take this goat and they throw it off a cliff. And it falls down and it shatters, it's ripped apart, and it dies a miserable death. Where does this happen? Far, far away. In no man's land. And there's no zecher. There's no hide of the animal to give the kohen. There's no blood. There's nothing even to burn. The potim and the sidim and the srafim for avodah zarah, gilui arayis, that at least no one gets to eat it. But they take it out to the Beis Hadesh and they burn it. There's no ash. There's no zecher. What's the why? If you would ask the average person, ask me, I would say just the opposite. I would say the whole spectacle and the whole scene. The whole scene of Yom Kippurim, which is justice, right? It's the big picture of justice, should take place in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. We should go to the Holy of Holies and bring atonement for the frailty of man, for the evil of man. And yet the Torah says, no. It's just the opposite. Get this animal out of here. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know from it. I want it out. Arois. Far away, no zecher that it ever existed. There's a message here. Now, the message is a very subtle message, and it's a very dangerous message, because if it's not balanced, then it defeats the purpose. But there is a message, and the key is always balance. And I'm saying this only because this struck me to a very large degree when I listened carefully to the address of the President of the United States of America addressing this country and the entire world after the verdict was handed down. And in essence, the way I understood listening, and again, I'm not criticizing Chas V'Shalom, the leader of the free world, because what it says in the Torah is not what is necessary for the country. It's Hayalichud V'Hayalichud, but it's something to use as a backdrop to appreciate what it says in the Torah. And his message was, we have here in this country problems. We have here systemic racism. I don't know where the evidence is for that, but he must have evidence for that. I'm not coming to challenge whatever. And this was an example. And then he went on for almost 20 minutes telling us, this is just the beginning. Justice has not been served. And the problem is right in front of us, front and center. And justice is just beginning. We're just getting started. And the problem is it's all over. And the elaboration of L'chol Pirotev Didgev Chavadoseha, it was just remarkable listening to such an elaboration of how he feels about this country, that this country is basically a horrible place to live. It's a curse. That's how I took out of it. It's a curse to the world.
Everybody's
listen.
Trying to get here, but it's,
what?
It's the worst country. Everybody's trying to get it here illegally.
And okay, listen. If I told you the Malchus, if all the heavens were paper and all the ink, all the oceans were ink and all the trees were quills, there would not be enough matter to write down the complexity of government. I don't know. I'm not a politician. I don't know what's right, what's wrong, if this is the right approach, not the right approach. It's irrelevant. But it's a backdrop. It's a backdrop to what we learn in the parasha. In the parasha, we learn about systemic corruption and problems in Klal Yisrael. And the leader of Klal Yisrael once a year presents to Klal Yisrael the issue of justice. It's Yom HaKippurim. It's time to do teshuva. Learn the Rambam. The Rambam says if you do certain sins, you're not going to get atonement on Yom HaKippurim. You're going to have to die. You have to get Malkus. You have to suffer Yisurim. This is just part of the process, Yom HaKippurim. It's part of the process. It's part of the process of bringing justice to man for his sins against Hashem, sins against other men, and sins against himself. Yom HaKippurim is just one day of a year that it's an awareness there's going to be justice. There is justice, there is going to be justice, and this day is part of the process of justice. But in Klal Yisrael, the goal is don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on the evil. Take the animal that captures the symbol of all of the evil of man and get rid of it. Get rid of it. Don't bring it into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Don't glorify it. Don't elevate it, put it front and center. Here it is. Get this thing out of here. Gone. Now, I know the danger of saying that is, but if you're not going to focus on the evil, how are you going to get better, right? That's the obvious counter-argument. If you're not going to dwell upon the problem, then you'll never solve the problem. That's true. I'm not denying it, but there has to be a balance. There's a balance. Where is the balance? The Torah could have said, you're evil people, and you are. The Pasuk says, Ki yetzalev adam ra min uruv, and we have a whole Tanakh highlighting all of man's evils, and we should take this evil and bring it front and center into the Kodesh HaKodashim and dwell and look at it the whole day. Ki yetzalev adam ra min uruv. Torah says, no, just the opposite. You're evil. You got problems. And we got to find solutions. But in the meantime, get it out of here. Arois, take it. It's unprecedented in all of the Korbanos to take all of the sins, all of the problems of Klal Yisrael, and just don't dwell on it. Deal with it in a responsible way. Where's the balance? I don't know. That's part of the Kohen Gadol's job. That's his job, to deal with the issues and not to let things just slide and become a problem. But everything in life is about balance. Where do you draw the balance? Where do you put the thrust? And it would appear from the way the Torah presents Yom HaKippurim, the day of justice, the day which represents the process of justice in Klal Yisrael, is very different than the way President of the United States and his team present the issues for this country in this particular instance. Right or wrong, none of my business. But it's a backdrop to read the parasha. You have a problem? We're chatoitim, we've committed sin, we need atonement, we need justice. That's right. But at a certain point in time, get rid of it. Don't focus on it. Remove it from your presence. Try to raise yourself away from the problem in other ways, not by dwelling on the issues. Okay, this is an idea. Again, it's a half-baked idea. But, and I'm not trying to say anything to upset anyone. Everyone is, of course, entitled to their own opinion. And as I always say, that in America, it's not our country. It's none of our business. What's right for America, what it says in the Torah, is not the values of what Hashem wants from the Ummah Yisraelim. But Chazal again say, a person should run to see the Kvod Malchus of in order to have an appreciation for the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, especially when Mashiach will come in a true Torah society. Okay, let me just finish up with another short vart before we go. Another short vart.
So Rabbi, you want yes. to take the Sa'il Azazel out of the category of a strange kukah and give it some rational understanding?
No, I mean, yes and no. I'm trying to present an idea. I'm trying to take note that the Sa'il Azazel is a very bizarre carbon. Every single carbon, B'li Yotzei Min HaKlal, is offered in the Beis HaMikdash. The blood is put on the Mizbeach. The blood is sprinkled before the Heichel, before Hashem's presence. And here, when we're dealing with all of the sins, as kol avoinus, all of the evil of man, every single element of man that is corrupt about him, the Torah is telling us the Kohen should rest his hands, should confess, should present upon the animal the collective guilt of Klal Yisrael, and make that confession, and make that statement, we are sinners. We are sinners. We're working on ourselves. We have to do something to correct our evil. And then what do? Get the animal out of here. Out of here. Don't dwell on it. Don't bring its blood. Get it out of here. Ki bayoyim azeh yechap Hashem l'tahir eschem. Mikol chat asech l'fnei Hashem titar. Purify yourselves. There's a certain attitude in this country, right or wrong, is not to let go. Don't you dare let go. You have to go deeper, deeper, deeper. And every time you uncover something more, then you just move the goalpost further. You got this, now on to the next. Next, 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 next. There's no end. It's like taking the Sa'il La'azazel and bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash, bringing it to the Kodesh HaKodashim and feeding it there. Let it live there. Let it have a wonderful life in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because the Sa'il HaZazel captures all the sins, and this has to be the centerpiece of what life is all about. Listen, maybe it's good for America. Maybe that's the right approach. Maybe America has sunk to such a level that you have no other choice but to do this. I do not know. I'm not a politician. I don't understand how government works. We live here in a little teeny hole here in the ground over here, in a little part of the world, in our own little world. I do not know what's good for the world.
The same idea with egg larvae?
Similar. But in the Torah, we're learning this week the parasha. We're learning about Yom HaKippurim. We're learning about an amazing event where the Kohen Gadol is presenting every single aveira. B'li yoytzei min haklal. Every Lashon Hara, every act of murder, every act of Gilui Arayis, every act of Geneva, he's putting on the animal and he's confessing. And then what is he doing? Okay, we're done. We're done. Get it out of here. Let's move on. Let's move on. We got the message. We got the message. I got it. I got it. I got it. I saw the video. I saw the video. I saw the trial. I heard the verdict. We got it. Let's now move on. It's a whole different approach. That's what Hashem is telling how the Kohen Gadol works. Okay, now let's just finish up with one. Let me finish up with one Luvard, one very quick Vard, something more pleasant. Something more pleasant. One short Vard. Ish, Imoy, the Aviv Parshas Kedoshim. It says, Ish, Imo, the Aviv Tirohu, the Ashab Soisai Tishmaru. And this is a Vard from the Reish Rav. As a backdrop to the Vard, it's short, I'm not keeping you long. The Reish Rav says, we have a parish of Ish, Imo, V'Oviv, Tirohu. Fear your parents. There's another mitzvah in the Torah. Kabeid es avicha v'yasimecha. By kabeid es avicha v'yasimecha, the Torah promises reward. What's the reward? L'man ya'arichun yomecha u'l'man yitavloch. So the question is, if that's the reward for giving honor to your parents, what's the reward for fearing your parents? So the Reish Rav says, well, read the next words of the pasuk. Ish imo v'yaviv tirahu, the es shab soisai tishmoiru, guard my shabbosas. The simple understanding is shab soisai tishmoiru means, Rashi tells us, if your parents tell you to be mechalel Shabbos, that you can't do. But the Reish Rav says, drush, that's the reward. If you will fear your parents, I will reward you with the opportunity to observe many, many Shabbosos. That's called Arichas Yomim. If you honor your parents, leman yarichun yomecha, you'll have a lot of days, ordinary days. But if you fear your parents, ish imo v'yaviv tirohu, you will be rewarded. You'll have a lot of shabbosos, holy days. Yira is more of a spiritual type of concept. Honor is more of a physical. So for giving honor, which Rashi says food, drink, shelter, you give honor, I give you days, ordinary days. You fear your parents, I will reward you with the Eshab Soisai, I will reward you with holy days. You'll live a very long life, and you'll have an opportunity to observe multiple Shabboses. Okay, that's the ratio of, there's a lot to be said, we once spoke about this, but I want to go a step further. In this week's parasha, it says something else. There's another pasuk. It says, Eshab Soisai, the different pasuk later on. Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru, Umikdoshi Tiro'u. So I want to expand upon the ratio of and say, what's the reward for observing Shabbos? Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru. So the Pashup Shad is two separate commandments. Observe Shabbos. You shall observe the Shabbos. And also, you shall fear the Beis HaMikdash. What does one have to do with the other? I don't know. But we can suggest that it's not too unrelated. It's a reward. If you will observe my Shabbosos, the holiness of Shabbos, I will give you a Beis HaMikdash. I will give you an opportunity to fear the Mikdash. And Chazal say this explicitly. If only the Jewish people would observe two Shabbosos, a Shabbososai, then the Geula will arrive and you will have a Beis HaMikdash. So it's Mamash HaFirish of the Pasuk. A Shabbososai Tishmar, if you will observe my Shabbosos, then you will merit the reward of having a Beis HaMikdash. And what about the Beis HaMikdash? What about the Beis HaMikdash? You'll have the opportunity to fear Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the ultimate blessing, which is Ashras, Ashkin, all the blessing. Now, put these two ideas together. How does a person merit to have observed many Shabbosos? It all starts with fearing your parents. It's a chain, the chain rule. Put the two together. Ish imo v'aviv tirohu. Your parents, have respect. If you have respect for your parents, I will reward you with the opportunity, gesundheit, eshab soisai tishmar, many Shabbosos to observe. And when you will now, go for it, and when you will now observe those Shabbosos, you'll now come back to the beginning, you'll have another mitzvah fear, v'es mikdoshi tiro. I will give you a Beis HaMikdash where you can fear me. So there's a chain rule, and you're going back to fear. The reward for fear is the opportunity to fear. If you have parents, real physical parents, you have respect for them. You know what the reward ultimately is? You'll have the opportunity to fear Hashem, to fear the Beis HaMikdash, where v'yareisa me'elokecha. It says in this parasha a number of times, many times, v'yareisa me'elokecha. This week is the parasha of Yerushalayim. It says Yerushalayim multiple times in this parasha. It all starts with parents. It all starts with having respect. It doesn't just mean parents that are alive. Everyone will tell you, ish imo v'aviv tirohu doesn't mean have to be physically alive. It means to revere. When you think about your parents, you look into their life to uncover their greatness. And when you do that, you live with that attitude of looking back at your legacy, where you come from, with respect. Hashem rewards you with the opportunity to avarichas yomim, to observe many holy Shabbosos. And every Shabbos that you observe, the holiness of Shabbos gives you a reward, an element to have a Beis HaMikdash, the Geula. And what does the Beis HaMikdash bring with it? The Hashuras HaShchina. And what do you do when you have the Hashuras HaShchina? Shalo Yishpam Bashana, Yeroeh Kol Zuchurcha. Chazal say, it doesn't just mean Yeroeh, to see, it means to fear, Yeroeh. So it's amazing whatever you put in is what you get out. You put in yira, respect to who you come from, it leads to Shabbos. Shabbos leads to Mikdoshi. And having the Beis HaMikdash, Ashuras Hashem, leads to an opportunity to fear Hashem. So it all starts with an appreciation of where you come from. And that's a very powerful mussar of Parshas Kedoshim, to go back to your roots, go back to the roots of Klal Yisrael, the legacy of Klal Yisrael, the Avos, where we come from. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are the Rosh of the Avos. When we have respect for ourselves, where we come from, this automatically takes us down the path to the ultimate opportunity in the future to have a sensitivity to be Yirei Shamayim, which is the ultimate bracha possible. Rabbi Sai, thank you very much for coming and listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. The best to all of you. Good Shabbos, Dr. Fuchter. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.